A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Yotes, Tainus 19a, pagination, page 37. The Mishnah of the new Perek deals with a variety of other threats besides drought that would cause a special prayer session to attain salvation. The Mishnah, towards the end of the small lines, tells us, "Al kol tzora shelotovo al hatzibur," on any distressful situation which we hope doesn't come on the public, but if they would be facing such a situation, masriin alehen, they would blow shofar, daven, they would have a prayer session to plead with Hashem for protection. Chutz merov gishamim, except for too much rain. Too much rain, they don't go ahead and proceed with this formula, because rain is a blessing. And too much rain, you have to know how to handle it. But if it's just too much rain, then it's not handled in the same routine fashion of a distressful situation. And the Mishnah explains a story, which is, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful, famous story about how a human being can reach a point where he can literally talk to Hashem in prayer and be responded to immediately with the needs of the generation. Maaseh she'amru lo l'choni ha-ma'agol. They told Choni the circle maker, and this is how he got his name, Hispalel davin sheyerdu geshamim, that rain should come. Amar lohem, he told them, Tzu'u v'echnisu tanure psachim b'shvil shelo yimoku. You need to do an act of faith. Take the ovens that are made of earthenware in, so that they shouldn't get ruined by the rain. And then, Hispalel v'lo yerdu geshamim, he davened and they didn't get rain yet. Ma'osa, what did he do? Og uga, he made a circle. Va'amad besocha, and he stood inside of it. Va'amar, and he said, Va'amar lefanav, Ribono shalolam, Hashem, Banecha samu p'neim alai, your children have placed their faces upon me, they're relying on me. Shani kiven bayis lefanecha, because I am familiar, I'm a resident of your home, I'm familiar with you. Nishba ani v'shimcha hagadol, I make an oath by your holy name, she'eni zoz mikan, I'm not leaving the circle at shetirachim obonecha until you have mercy, compassion on your children. Hizchilu gishamim minatvim, the rain came down, drips. Omar, he said, lo kach shoalti, that's not what I asked for. Elo gishmei boros sichinu ma'oros, rain that will fill up the reservoirs. Hizchilu leired bezaf, so then it came down with anger, with fury. Omar, he said, lo kach sho'alti, that's not what I asked for, ala gishmei rotzim bracha unedava. I asked for generous rain, yordu kitikunan, and the rain came down in a normal way. Until the people had to ascend to the Temple Mount, because there was so much rain. They came and told him, just like you davened that they should come down, now you should daven that the rain should stop. And Choni HaMagol answered, which was the start of this piece. In the Mishnah, Tzu'uru nimches even hatoim, go see if a certain stone is covered with rain. And the explanation is that unless that stone is covered, I'm not davening for it to stop. And it'll never get covered, so I'm not davening for it to stop, which is how we started. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach sent a message back. El mole choniato, if not for the fact that you are choni, gozrani alecha nidui, I would censure you. What can I possibly do? Sha'ata meschata lefnei amakom, you sin in front of Hashem, ve'osa lecha ritzonecha, and he does what you want. Kibenshu meschate aloviv, ve'osa lo ritzono, just like a son that has shortcomings in front of his father, and the father still does what the child wants. Ve'olecha kasuv omer, regarding you, the pasuk is written, yismach avicha ve'imecha ve'sogel yoladetecha, your father, your mother should rejoice. Those who birthed you should rejoice. Question is exactly why that pasuk on this. And perhaps the insight here is that parents are supposed to conduct their parenting in a way that the child, as he grows older, transitions normally to his relationship with Hashem. And the parents should definitely expect discipline, expect to give love generously, create dialogue. The child asks for something. How do you respond? The parents should be a proper mashal to Hashem. And therefore, when Shimon ben Shatach sends the message, when he hears the story, he sends the message, but your parents did well. They obviously trained you well as parents, so that you transitioned very smoothly to your relationship with Hashem, where you're able to daven very comfortably, and you know how much you could push the issue and still be on respectful terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a second fascinating story also about rain. Let's turn to Amud Beis. It's about 12 lines from the bottom, towards the middle of a line, Tafresh Tana Rabbanon. Pamachas, it once happened, Oluko Yisrael Loregel, Jewish people came up for the holiday, Lirushalayim, Falohoya Lohem Mayim Lishtos, and there wasn't enough water to drink. It was a shortage. Holach Naktimon Ben Gurion, this wealthy Jew went, Eitzel Adon Echod, to one master, a wealthy person. Omar lo, he told him, Alveni shtemesre ma'ayonos mayim la'ole regalim, lend me 12 pools of water for those who have come up for the holiday, they should be provided for. Vani etin loch shtemesre ayonos mayim, and either I'll repay you with 12 full pools of water, vim eini nosin loch, and if I don't give that to you, I'm going to give you an enormous amount of silver. 12 portions of silver. And he established a time, the deadline, to produce either the water or the money. It was the day of the deadline. And rain had not yet come to refill the pools. In the morning, this person sent a message, I want my water, I want my money, what's going on? And that's how it went throughout the day. He sent messages. The response that Nakdimon Ben Gurion gave, Mincha time, one line up, I still have time today. He still has faith that the water will be restored. Ligle galavos ha'adon, the person laughed, and he said, all year there was no rain, now there's going to be rain. Nichnas leves ha'merchatz besimcha, he went into the bathhouse with joy. And there may be a certain insight over here. He's so wealthy, he's able to attend a bathhouse. I mean, there's water, there's generous water, but other people are really struggling, and Nakdimon Ben Gurion's got to come up with this water. While this master was going, this nobleman was going into the bathhouse, Nakdimon nichnas lebeis hamikdash, Nakdimon went in to the Beis Hamikdash to daven. He stands in tefillah and he says, five lines down, Galui v'yadua lefanecha on davchof. It's revealed before you. Shelo lechvodi asisi velo lechavod beis abba asisi. I didn't do this for me. I didn't do it for my father's house. Elo lechvodcha asisi. I did it for your honor. Shiumayim mitzuyim laoli regalim. So that the people who came, yomtif, in your honor, should be provided for. Meyad neskashu shemayim ba'ovim v'yordu geshamim. Immediately, the sky was filled with clouds, and rain came until the 12 pools of that was supposed to have water were indeed filled with water. V'osiru, it was overflowing. Acheyetze odon v'beis ha-merchatz, as this nobleman was coming out of the bathhouse, Nakdimon ben Gurion yatzam v'beis ha-mikdash, Nakdimon was coming out of the beis ha-mikdash. Kishapogu zebaze, when they encountered each other, so the nobleman says, Adayin yeshli pischon pe'olecha. I still have a complaint I could have, because it's not clear that you paid it up before the day was out. Chazav v'nichnas leveis ha-mikdash, Nakdimon went back into the beis ha-mikdash, and he stood in prayer, and he said, Hoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it be known, Sheyesh lecha ahuvim ba'olamecha, that there are those with whom you have a beloved relationship in the world. Miyad nespazru ha'ovim, immediately the clouds were blown away, v'zorcha ha'chama, and the sun shined. Ba'osa shah omar lo ha'odon, if not for the fact that the sun is shining, I could have had a complaint that you didn't pay up in time and you owe me the money instead. But now it's clear. It's daytime still. And you paid up the water in a timely fashion. The Gemara tells us that his real name was not Nakdimon, but it was because of this story, Shenekadra Chama Ba'avuro, that the sun pierced through and showed that it was still daytime, that he got his name Nakdimon. One interesting thought, Nakdimon was able to keep his sense of humor. The Gemara that I went through very quickly and skipped a few lines there, the Gemara says that he told the nobleman, Ten li demei mayim yoser sheyesh li biyadcha. I'd like you to give me, pay up the extra money that I paid, the extra water that I paid back. Because the deal was water for water or the silver. And I paid you back your water. I even gave you a lot more through this abundant rainfall. He was able to keep his sense of humor throughout this. And was able to actually act with total serenity, with total clarity, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would listen to his tefillos. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.